rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, today we are helping out our boy, John from Monona. He's in a situation which he definitely needs your help. So he has emailed us. And when we share this story with you, we'd love to hear what you have to say at 321-0931. Here we go. Hello, Morning Rush team. My name is John, and I'm worried about my girlfriend and I. We've been together about a year now and recently moved in together. I thought things were going great. That is until the other day when she left her Facebook open. I looked and I saw she has been looking up her exes and who they are dating. I've done the same thing too, but you know what? She's going overboard with it. I'm worried she's having second thoughts about us. I don't know if I should be worried or not. Is she just curious about them, or is she really rethinking about our relationship? Could this lead to cheating? I could really use some help. Once again, from John at 321-0931. Shady. That's weird. Our lights just went off and went back on. We have a ghost
Love
in the studio.
It.
What do you think John should do?
I think John should run. I mean, I mean that's probably not the most popular opinion, but I look at it this way. Exes, you know what I mean? When it comes down to it, if you're still looking them up and you're still talking, like stalking them and thinking about things, and that means they're still in the back of your mind and you're kind of just putting them on the back burner, in my opinion. So I don't want to compete with your exes.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I would never want to be in that situation. So if I was John, I would run.
Run, John, run! No. All right, we want to hear from you. 93.1 Jams, good morning. Keith, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are well. So what is the advice you would give to John?
I would say it's only been a month. You should talk to her. I mean, the basis of every good relationship is communication. So don't just harbor these feelings. Talk to this girl.
Right.
It's only been a month. It's understandable. I don't know if she's talking her ex. Maybe she's just curious. We're all curious, whether we do it in relationships or like someone at a job. If we're curious beings. I don't know if she's pining after them. Maybe she's just curious where they're at. I don't know how long her old relationships were. Maybe she dated the last guy for 5 years.
Right.
That bond is still there, and she's just curious. Oh.
I think majority of us look at our exes to see how unattractive they have become and how much better your life has become. And that's why many people do it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's insecure. I don't think that's a reason to completely cut her loose. It's only been a month. It's not like it's different to me if it's been a year or if you've been dating this person for a long time and they're still finding after them. If it's a new relationship, it's fresh, I understand.
Yeah.
It's a completely different thing if there's signs that she's still seeing this person. That's a reason to cut and go. But
okay. If
it's just her looking, I would talk to her. You're both adults.
Right.
Talk to her. Express your feelings.
Well,
express your emotions.
That's right. Communication is key. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate it. John is listening.
Absolutely.
All right, honey. Take care. Enjoy the hot weather we will have today.
Thank you. You too.
All right, love. Bye-bye. Let's see. We've got a female on the phone. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
We are good. So what should John do? He found that his girlfriend, which they just moved in with each other, left her Facebook open, and she's looking at her ex-boyfriend. Should he be worried?
Well, I think that it's definitely a communication breakdown. I think he needs to talk to her and see what's going on. But also, he has to acknowledge that Facebook is a rabbit hole. I mean, how many times have you been on Facebook and just part of your story, your ex came up and something that was kind of astounding? Like either they're dating someone that they never said they would, or, you know, there could have been just some little thing that triggers you to look at it. And then you're going to start looking at other things because it's like the most dangerous time suck that there is. So how does he know that what she's doing isn't just getting distracted
Sure.
and wasting time?
All right. Well, very good. He's listening. So we do appreciate it. Although Shady does say he should run and run fast.
I was going to say, I don't see my exes on my timeline because I block them all because I don't need that kind of negativity in my life. See?
Couldn't you just be friends with an ex? Could you be friends with an ex?
I mean, no.
No. Shady says run.
No.
But thank you, Kristen. We appreciate you calling.
No worries. Have a good day.
All right. Bye, sweetheart. I appreciate it. All right. Let me see. Tessa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, love. What do you have to say to John today for some advice?
I definitely agree with Kristen. Like, it could just be either you're bored or you stumbled upon their profile and you're like, oh, I want to be nosy. I've done it before, but I'm in a long-term relationship and I've looked up exes just being bored and they've come across my timeline.
Right.
But I could really care less about them. It's just the fact of, oh, I'm bored. What are they doing? All right. And then it's like, that's it. Or she, like the other guy said, she could have been in a really long-term relationship. I would talk to her, definitely, because you never know where somebody's head is in that type of situation.
Right.
And you never want to assume, because you could end up assuming the wrong, but you could end up assuming the right.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's a catch-22. It's a 50-50 chance, Shady.
That's what I was going to say. It's
definitely a
50-50
chance.
But, I mean, if you're throwing the chance out there, well, I would rather throw my chance at finding something better than...
Shady would rather pack his bags and get into his car and drive far away with
find
his Buick.
Something better.
You do that and you never know if that could have actually been your better.
That's fine.
Because you just were like, oh, whatever.
I'm just kidding.
Yes. Thank
you're
you,
single,
love.
Aren't you?
Uh-huh.
He is.
You can tell.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, love. I appreciate you calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. Well, John, I hope you enjoyed listening to the advice we have to give you. I say communication is key. Just find out why. And when it comes to Shady, he just says, get in your
just
car
run, man.
And run.
Run away from the drama zone. Highway away from the drama zone.
I love that movie, by the way. 931 Jams. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. So what do you think about John's situation about finding out that his girlfriend's been looking at ex-boyfriends on Facebook?
You know, I'm a firm believer in the adage that innocent people don't act like criminals. And I think this guy's so suspicious of his girlfriend that I think that there's something going on with him.
So you think that her actual play is just very innocent, but with him... There's like, he's already like guilty within himself because maybe this is something he's done.
Absolutely.
Got it.
He's not sure about the relationship, or he's maybe thinking of getting something on the side. I don't know. And he's projecting it on her.
I get it. All right, my man. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care, honey. That's an interesting thought. I mean, some people do think that just because you thought it.
Yeah, I think it's more of an insecurity thing, though.
It could be, definitely. 931 Jams. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Chris, I love your show, by the way.
Oh, you're sweet.
I just wanted to add that.
Thank you, love. So what do you think?
I think that, you know, we all, I think, you know, kind of like just innocently kind of look at people's things. You know, like I've looked at exes' pages that I have no interest in. But just sometimes you're just kind of in that mode. You're just kind of scrolling. You're like, you know, and you get sucked into the black hole of like YouTube or whatever, Facebook. So
yeah.
I've definitely looked at people and it's meant absolutely nothing. I agree with the last guy. I mean, that the other guy that called, that maybe there's something going on with John, because if I was secure with my relationship and their Facebook or whatever was open, I wouldn't really go and investigate. But like I said, I think it's innocent to kind of like look at exes stuff or even friends of friends stuff
right.
that you don't even know at all, you know, but, maybe he's just having his own suspicions. Not that he's doing something per se, but maybe he's kind of a jealous kind of guy.
Right.
You know, or so that's what it seems like to me. If you're really secure, I wouldn't really, I'd feel bad going into, you know, I've had relationships where I've had reason to be suspicious, and I definitely would take that opportunity to kind of like, you know, what are they doing? Because I had suspicions and I didn't feel secure in the relationship. If I'm secure and everything's great, I wouldn't do that because I'd feel like I was invading their privacy.
Yeah, I gotcha. I mean, you know, again, I think it has to do with insecurity within yourself. If you trust each other, there shouldn't be really a problem. I know that, you know, I'm friends with my exes, although I've only had two boyfriends in my entire life. I know that's pretty sad.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
Only two.
Two, and then my husband. Mm. I know. It's true. Mm. It's true. Mm-hmm. I was just...
I believe her.
Yeah, I just didn't date. I had long-term, like, relationships, but just two.
Gotcha.
All right, honey. I really appreciate it, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
All right,
wanted
love.
To talk to you. Bye.
Okay. She's so cute.
So
all right,
nice.
Let's hear from Jake real quick. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, love. So what do you think about John's situation that, you know, him and his girlfriend are now just moving in with each other? She left her Facebook open. He's noticed that she's looking at exes.
To be honest, I think he just needs to quit snooping. I was married for 3.5 years, and my ex-wife now probably looked at her exes at least 3,000 times a week.
Oh, my gosh.
To see how they were doing.
Yeah.
It was totally understandable. It didn't bother me at all.
Oh, it didn't?
No, it didn't bother me at all because I knew there wasn't nothing between them. You know, we all hung out. It didn't even matter.
Let's be honest, Jake. You're way hotter than they are. That's probably why.
I don't know. I was in the military at the time, so that might have been what it was.
Oh, gotcha.
This isn't Jake from State Farm?
No, okay. Not anymore.
Okay, gotcha.
Not anymore. All right,
no, that's what I think it is. I think he's just too insecure about himself. He doesn't trust you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if they ain't even moved in together yet and he's already snooping through her phone, just wait until she starts getting mail to the house.
True, yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. John, you know, has been listening. It seems like the consensus is the amount of people are saying that it's his own insecurity. There's probably nothing going on.
He needs to get over himself, basically.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Enjoy your warm day today.
Oh, I will.
All right, honey. Take care. There you have it. Well, hopefully, John, that helped you out. And things will get better in the end because, you know, you just moved in with each other. You don't want issues happening right there.
I don't like the whole talking to exes thing. If I were John, my single advice to John, I'm going to go against the grain here, but my advice to John is run.
Run?
Run.
Just go.
Yeah,
you have it. Shady has spoken. It's your relationship rehab with Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.